Welcome, listener, to another episode of A Real Page Turner with Donnie Granza and Mara Maros. Hi, Donnie. Welcome back.
Hello, Mara. Good to be back. Wanted to start this episode off a little differently. Let's start off with a joke. You want to hear a joke?
Sure.
What is a cow's favorite Disney movie?
What?
Mulan.
Okay, I have not heard that one before.
No. I heard that years ago. Do I have to give credit to my friend Angelia? Hope she's listening, who told me that joke. But I figured that's a good way to start off this episode because Mulan is precisely the movie that we're talking about. It came out in 1998 as part of like the Disney animation renaissance. It was directed by Barry Cook and Tony Bancroft. It featured a screenplay with actually a bunch of different credited writers, and featured a voice cast that included Ming-Na Wen, who actually appeared in known for her role in the Joy Luck Club, which we did on a previous episode.
Love her.
Yes, and also featured Eddie Murphy. Perhaps I've heard of him. Mm-hmm. B.D. Wong, Miguel Ferrer, and even Mr. Miyagi himself, Pat Morita, and George Takei in voice roles. The film was a critical and commercial success, earned an Oscar nomination for its score. It's been followed up by a direct-to-video sequel, Mulan 2, and as well as a live-action adaptation that came out about 2 years ago. But a lot of people don't know, and I didn't prior to this, that Mulan was based off of a poem. You want to elaborate a little on that?
Yeah, the Ballad of Mulan is what it was called, and it was most likely written around 400 AD, and we don't know a lot about it. It's anonymous and it's mostly undated, and it was most likely an oral tradition that was passed down through generations. So there's not a lot known about anybody who wrote it, but they're dating it around 400 AD. And it's actually a really beautiful poem about a young woman whose father is, you know, has to go to war, and she takes his place, and then how she comes back and kind of unveils herself as a woman as she fights as a man, and just the end of that. And actually, it's such a, I really enjoyed this poem. Like, it was so beautiful. And the end of it, you know, there's a line that I thought was so pretty. And it said, "When a pair of rabbits run side by side, who can distinguish male from female?" And that kind of sums up the whole poem. And, you know, she fought next to these men and they had no idea she was a female because they were fighting side by side. And I just thought that was so pretty. But that is, you know, so it's based off a poem, which I had no idea either.
Yeah, very, very interesting. And I, one thing I liked is that it was very short. I think out of every episode we've done, everything we've read this, you know, by far took me the shortest amount of time to uncover, literally in like less than 2 minutes did I read it. And I thought, you know, pretty interesting because we've done, you know, films based off of novels and short stories and novellas and even a comic, and that this is the first that we've done that's based off of a poem. So was pretty interesting.
Yeah, and I think this is one of the times where we'd use the phrase like inspired by, right? Because it doesn't, the poem really keeps, is really just a launching point because they don't really keep anything in the movie except her name and the fact that she's fighting amongst the men, but they don't really keep much else. True.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I don't think that when they were writing this, and however, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, I don't think they really had an idea that this would be adapted into a film.
No.
Or if they knew that films would become a thing eventually. But it's, so I really enjoyed the, you know, the poem for what it is. It's, you know, nice little thing. And I do agree. It's very beautiful. And I did enjoy the film. I had never seen it from beginning to end before. I may have like been in a room when it was on or something, but never really paid much attention. I just kind of, because I was about 10 years old when this film came out. And, you know, I was, I don't think it really like interested me at the time. And I was kind of like at the weird point where I was getting out of like animated films. I was growing older and thought that, you know, I was getting too old for that. You can never get too old for Disney movies.
Yeah. And I was obviously already, you know, pretty much an adult when this came out. But, you know, I had a younger sister, so probably paid a little bit more attention to Disney movies than people usually did at that time for me. But I really like this one. It's, you know, it's funny, it's serious, but, you know, in typical Disney fashion, you know, it puts an element of romance in it that you don't have in the poem, obviously. You know, there's an element of that and, you know, just cuting it up, right, with like the spirits. And there's always that little bit of, you know, humor to it.
Yeah, obviously, you know, much of the humor is derived from Eddie Murphy,
mm-hmm.
who obviously is probably one of the funniest actors of all time, and was hilarious. It's funny that I remember reading about it in his part that he's the voice of the dragon Mushu and Mulan's like trusty sidekick, and it was definitely a common theme among Disney movies that, you know, the protagonist would have a trusty sidekick who's the comedic relief. And I was inspired by Robin Williams as the genie in Aladdin, that I think after that came out and how much, you know, people fell in love with his character and his performance in that film, that Disney really started to take note of that and, you know, establish this comedic relief.
So was Mulan after Aladdin?
Yeah. Aladdin, I think, was 92, 93.
Okay.
So Mulan was 98, yeah.
Okay, that makes all right. I didn't realize that. When you were talking about Mulan and the sidekick, it was reminiscent to me Eddie Murphy's character of Mushu of the genie in Aladdin. Like it did kind of remind me of that.
Yeah, exactly. So
yeah, and then I think if you look forward, you know, like Tiana had that lizard, right? I mean, if I remember correctly from that movie.
Yeah, then in Frozen, there's Olaf, and
yeah.
It's definitely a common theme. But it works well that, you know, obviously there was a lot of seriousness to this. Like obviously you have war and fighting and that's some, you know, pretty heavy drama for a quote unquote kids movie. So it was nice to get those elements of humor too, at least, you know, especially for children, so they're not too traumatized.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I like the movie. I think the movie is, you know, it's a good movie. I love Ming Na Wen, and I think her character in the beginning is very funny. You know, they set the stage that, you know, kind of the woman's role is to, you know, get married and bring honor to the family, you know, and there's some talk about the Ballad of Mulan about how it, you know, it challenges the patriarchy. So, you know, there's some heavy themes that you can get into. I think that Disney kind of, you know, they kind of gloss it over, but, you know, you can make the argument that that's there. But I think, you know, that there's some talk about the Ballad of Mulan, that is kind of a theme when you look at that poem. Probably, I don't know if that's intentionally done or not by the authors in hundreds and hundreds of years ago. But, you know, I think that's kind of what the movie is a little bit, you know, changing the stereotype or the gender roles. But, you know, obviously Disney's probably not out and out saying that. But, you know, in the beginning, you could see you have the young girl who's not really interested in that type of, I don't know, life, going out and getting married. No, she really wants to save her father. And that's the protect, you know, the launching point for what happens in the movie is she, you know, goes. But what I, you know, what's funny, and I didn't see this in the movie and I could be wrong, is that in the poem, it's very clear that she goes to different places. Right. Like it says, she got her horse, and I'm going to mess up the exact thing, like in the West, and her whip in the South, like at the market. And she, you could see very clearly that she goes to different places to get the things that she'll need to battle. So people don't piece it together that she's the person, that she's going as a man.
Interesting. Yeah.
And I don't know if you picked up on that in the ballad, but like it says, like, I forget exactly what it says, but she went to here to get this and there to get that. And you know that she's doing it intentionally. So people don't just see her getting all this stuff in one place. They don't really cover that, obviously, in the movie.
A very interesting that. It was one thing, if I did have any criticism, is like, I did think like the movie was a little short. It was less than an hour and a half. And I did feel like it didn't like go quite far enough, like exploring, you know, what she did. Because I remember watching the movie, and at one point, when she does get found out, like her character gets stabbed and needs medical attention, and then they show her in the tent, and they realize, and the doctor, you know, tells them that, you know, she's really a woman, and I felt I was very like I was very like kind of surprised. I was like, oh, this is early. Like, I'm not sure what like minute mark that happened or how far into the film it was, but I remember thinking, it's like, oh, this, they find it out pretty quickly, and then, okay, well, what's gonna go on now? And I felt like there wasn't enough of her masquerading as a man. They could have done a little more with
Yeah, but I think if you think about the demographic that this movie is geared towards, it's kids whose attention span is a little less than ours. And they need probably a lot less detail than we think we want. And I just think, like when I took my kids to the movies when they were little, an hour and a half, 90 some minutes is plenty. I think if you think about how long you're going to take your kids to the movies, and the live action is about an hour and 55 minutes. I just looked that one up. So that's a little bit longer. And probably because your demographic is a little bit different. Like, I don't know that I'd take a kid to a live action because I remember taking my daughter to the live action of Beauty and the Beast, and it's much more intense than just your animated movie. So I think maybe, who you're gearing the Mulan to, the live action is a little bit different. It's probably those kids who grew up watching the animated movie and now their attention span's longer. But I think like that 95 minutes was plenty. If you're taking your kids to the movies, or if you're putting your child a movie on for your child, like at family night, like that's kind of long enough. I don't know. So I think we as adults, we want more detail because we can handle it. And we're but the kids are interested in the music and probably in Mushu and
Very
Mulan
true.
herself than the actual battle and finding out. I mean, that's just kind of my thoughts, but yeah, I'd be interested to go back and watch the live action because I've actually never watched the live action.
No, me neither. I had heard about it, and I do remember, like, I think like it did it wasn't a big success, like got good reviews, but it kind of bombed at the box office, I think. And I think
Yeah,
did
like so my favorite
it
of all time is like Beauty and the Beast, the
make
1920 animated, and that's an hour and 24 minutes.
Oh wow. Yeah.
So
It did.
they're all probably about the same. I bet that if we looked back, they're probably all about the same.
I don't realize it at the time.
Like, I wonder what your more, I'm going to look up. I wonder what your more modern ones are today, like Toy Story, because I feel like movies have gotten longer.
Yes, definitely. And actually I do usually like advocate shorter movies. I like, I get, bored when movies are so long and drawn out that, it just comes off as pretentious to me.
Well, Toy Story was 1995. So Toy Story was before Mulan?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Well,
I had no
Toy Story
idea.
2 and 3 and 4 obviously
So
came
Toy
after.
Story is only 81 minutes.
Wow, that is very short.
So we've
But
gone
it's
down
like,
a rabbit hole there because you made me interested in how long are these animated movies? But I think so it's pretty standard.
One thing you mentioned before, I want to say about the music. What were your thoughts on the music in the film, the songs in that?
I liked them. I thought they were good. And you said the score was nominated for an Oscar, right?
It was actually like nominated in a category that no longer exists. It was like they kind of like changed it a little. I think it was called Best Original Musical or Comedy Score, and they discontinued like that award and just, it's now just Best Original Score or something. So pretty. But yeah, the songs are very interesting. Now, a lot of now the one song it was the famous one that I'll Make a Man Out of You. I know I'd heard that from time to time, and I knew it was from Mulan. But there was the other one that Mulan sang in the I think when she was in the garden or something. I forget the name of it, but it was the one where she says like the girl I know or
Was it
something.
Reflection?
Yeah, that might be what it is. I had no idea that I had heard that song before. I had no idea it was from Mulan.
Well, because
I
I
had
think
no idea.
Christina Aguilera did it.
Oh, yeah, maybe I heard her version.
She didn't sing it in the movie, but she did a version of it.
But what's funny, back to the Make a Man Out of You, the singing voice was actually provided by Donny Osmond
Yeah.
singing that. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't either.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder. I like when Disney does something that is culturally like reflective, almost. And I don't know how people of the Chinese culture feel about this movie, but I think it's good that they have a little bit more of a diverse catalog. You have Mulan, you have Jazz, you have Aladdin. Princess Tiana, you know, which I like when they do something like that, because I think it's a little bit different than just, you know, your Cinderella's and your Sleeping Beauty and, you know, Beauty and the Beast. And I think that, you know, that's obviously, I think, done intentionally by Disney.
Yes.
You know, obviously. But I do think it's important that they have a catalog that has something for, you know, everybody.
Yeah. It's a, you know, pretty, first time, pretty progressive, you know, film, you know, exploring the themes of gender roles and ideology. And it's definitely a film that I've heard that, you know, many people relate to and that, and, you know, I'm glad we watched it. I think it was good.
Yeah, I am too. Anything else we wanted to cover on this? I know we're kind of short today, but it was a short movie.
Yeah,
and it's exactly. a short poem.
Yeah.
And I hope everyone can go out and find the Ballad of Mulan and take it. It's, you know, it's about a minute and a half read probably. You know, I think that's a good thing. And it's so funny because we were just talking about the diversity, and I'm like reading an article on Variety that says, even though Disney kind of created this live action, according to live action, they thought it was, the Chinese viewers dubbed it the worst Mulan in history.
Oh, wow.
But that was the live action. So I don't know how they felt about
the animated version,
but the live action one is kind of panned by the Chinese audience.
Oh, very interesting. Yeah.
But a lot of the Chinese viewers like, and the global audience really like the animated version better. But I think that's pretty funny that they really didn't like the live action one.
Yeah. Interesting.
Okay. Well, we're back next week. We'll be taking another look at another film, not animated. So
no, I believe this is only our second animated film. I think the last one we did was The Lorax.
That's right.
Months ago. Yeah. That's right. You know, there's room for more possibly in the future.
Yeah. So listener, let us know what you think of Mulan, if you're able to watch The Ballad of Mulan, or what you think of the movie, and on our social media channels. And we look forward to your feedback. Great. Well, thanks, Lister and Donnie. I will talk to you again next week. And until then, keep reading.
And keep watching.